Hi neighbor, come on in. Thank you so much for coming over to fix my kitchen sink. Yeah, the pipe just poof broke. Water everywhere. Go ahead, you know where the kitchen is. Oh, don't worry about it, I already cleaned up the water. As you can see. Yeah, thank you so much for coming over. My husband and the kids just left out of town. They're gonna be gone for about a month. Yeah, so I'm all on my own. Yes, I'm already so lonely. I miss my family. I need some company. I'm so lucky I have a handsome handyman neighbor to come fix me. I mean, fix my sink. Right. Oh, trust me. Trust me, the first thing I did, I tried to repair it myself, exactly. I looked up the YouTube tutorials, I followed someone, I used Reddit, the Ask Me Reddit, you know, the page about plumbing, yes. yeah, it didn't go so well for me. Oh, go ahead, do your thing. Yeah. Would you like anything to drink? Can I offer you a beer? Water? Of course, I'll grab you one. I'll go ahead and sit in on the kitchen table. So how's everything looking? I meant the sink, not me. Oh, you're too sweet. Oh my goodness, you're making me blush. No. Oh gosh. Oh no, really? It's that bad? Yikes. Oh my goodness. Okay. So what should I do? I'm gonna have to... Right. Okay, perfect. Okay, well I'll do that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thanks again for coming to check me out. I mean, check out my kitchen sink. Oh gosh. Yeah. Yeah, I had I talked to your wife, your fiance. Yeah. I know she wasn't too thrilled about you coming over here. How are things at home? You know I'm quite nosy. I see you coming in and out all the time, all day, every day. Where are you off to? You don't spend much time at home, do you? Oh, work? So you work at 2 o'clock in the morning? That's such an odd schedule to have. 2 a.m. What is it you do for a living again? Oh, right. So you're just avoiding being at home, is that it? Okay. No need to get all defensive. Especially if you aren't doing anything wrong. Are you cheating on your wife? I'm sorry, I'm just trying to help, you know? You have your wife worried sick that you're out fucking some 19-year-old at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday. Like, I'm your neighbor. I'm a good person. I'm a good neighbor. I'm a good friend. I care for both of you. Both of you. I'm sorry I offended you, okay? But aren't you going to answer my questions? How about we sit down and have a drink together? Come on. Your wife put me up to this anyways. For good reason. Just be honest with me. And all I'll say to her is that nothing happened. There's nothing to worry about. That's what I'll say to her, if that's the truth. I'll know if you're lying. Just know that I'll know if you're lying. Just tell me the truth, so I can put her mind at ease. after all, she is your wife or fiance or whatever. Take a seat. So tell me, what's your story? What's up? Why are you always gone? And work isn't a good answer. Hello? I'm speaking to you. Really? Now you're not gonna talk. Oh, I'll make you talk. I think these will do the trick. Now you're cuffed to me. I've got all day and all night. Once you clear things up, I'll release you. And don't lie. Plus, I may or may not have photo evidence of where you've been. So go ahead. I'm listening. Excuse me? Well, don't you have a potty mouth? I am the goddamn neighborhood watch. I know everyone's fucking business. Sweetheart. She knows you're here with me. She knows I'll get the truth out of you, and that's why you're fucking here. We actually staged this whole fucking sink incident. Surprise! It's not fucking real. It's all bullshit. The only thing that actually worked in my favor is that my family is actually out of town. Yeah. I didn't go with my family because I signed up to do this. I live for this kind of shit. I live for exposing people. Where were you last night? Where were you? And that doesn't feel very nice, does it? So why were you at a store called Your Wildest Fantasies? The little sex shop down the street. Why were you there at 2 o'clock in the morning? Well, that makes sense. That does make sense. That's actually really thoughtful. So you went there to get something to spice up things in the bedroom for you, and yeah, right. Makes total sense. Total sense. I appreciate you for telling me the truth. Yes, yes, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I will immediately uncuff us. See? Uncuffing right now. You're free to go. I'm so sorry. And I will let you know I will let your wife know right away that there's nothing to worry about. Please forgive me. Oh my gosh, I feel so horrible. I fucked up. I completely understand now. I know things aren't going so great at home, and I was so horrible to interrogate you like this. I just went a little bit overboard. I wanted to play like good cop, bad cop. I mean, how could you blame me? You're so attractive, and how can I fix this? Oh gosh, your wrist. Is your wrist okay? I didn't realize I had those on you so tightly. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, okay, all right. I deserve this. I deserve to be handcuffed. My hands cuffed behind my back. I deserve it. No. I know. Payback is a bitch. And I want to make up for this. I said I was sorry. Okay. And I believe you. You're not a cheater. You're not. I get it when you're accused so many times over and over. It's just like, fuck it. You might as well do it, right? You might as well cheat. I get it. I totally get it. I've been there. I've been there. Yes. I'm sorry. You can uncuff me now. You can go home. It was a huge, huge misunderstanding. What? You're going to punish me? But I made a mistake. I'm a bad girl. I. Okay. Okay. I'll play along. Yeah. I've been a bad girl. I deserve the maximum punishment, sir. Aw, you want me on my knees? As you wish. Why don't you take out your cock and put it in my mouth? I know it's rock hard. Gag me. Use my pretty mouth. Punish me. Make me your little blowjob whore. Oh, this could be fun. Me, you, having a little affair. God knows, I'm so bored with my husband, so. Are you up for a little fun? Why don't you shut me up? By gagging me with your big, hard dick. Oh my fucking God, you're fucking huge. Oh, fuck. Look down at me. Look at these fucking tears streaming down my face. Oh, fuck. Why didn't you tell me earlier that you had a fucking huge dick? I would have fucked you a long time ago. Does your fucking wife do that? Does she fucking spit all over your cock? Does she fucking worship this big dick? I bet she does a really fucking shitty job. Well, you can use me instead. Use me instead. Swallow every drop. I don't waste. Does your fucking wife do that? Does she let you use her throat? Does she let you come inside of her mouth? Come.
Delicious. We'll keep this between you and I, right? Well, you should be heading home back to your wife. You know where the door is. Maybe you could come fix my bathtub. Yeah, there seems to be an issue with that. Yeah, I'm gonna need to see you again. I think I did a good job making up for what I did. I think I should make up some more. Yeah. Oh, please uncuff me. Thank you. Well, it's always so lovely to see you, neighbor. Have a good day.